This is STPB News. I'm Jeremy Ludeman. South Dakota Governor Dennis Dugard met lawmakers to share his state budget proposal today. For the past few weeks, he has told legislators there is not a lot of money to go around this fiscal year. Dugard says, in fact, numbers are worse than first projected.
The Bureau of Finance and Management releases monthly revenue updates on its website every month, and if you follow those, you know that the state's revenue collections have not been meeting projections for the year we're in right now. Today, I'll propose expense reductions and one-time revenue to bridge that gap. But despite that weakness in revenue, revenue is still growing, albeit slowly, and by next June, at the end of the fiscal year, we should have enough revenue growth to structurally balance the fiscal year 2019 budget.
Dugard says he plans to ask for use of some reserve funds to help keep the current fiscal year budget balanced.
Today, we have $165.3 million in reserves, or about 10.5% of our target goal. My recommendation for FY 2018 is to use that portion beyond 10% to help cover our current year shortfall, specifically for education funding.
Dugard blames a decline in South Dakota's agricultural economy for part of the revenue shortfall. He says much of the problem stems from a lack of sales tax revenue. The governor says a loss of sales tax from in-state online purchases is adding to the reduced figures in state income. The legislature will begin the 2018 session early next month. Want to remind you, you can stay with us as session begins. We will have updates on STPB radio newscasts. Taking a look at the weather forecast, two advisories to pass along, a high wind warning in northwestern South Dakota until this evening, a wind advisory in southwestern and central South Dakota until this evening as well. Partly to mostly cloudy for the rest of this afternoon, a chance of snow statewide, windy in the west, highs from near 20 to around 40 degrees. You're with South Dakota Public Broadcasting.